Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. The St. Louis Cardinals were back in action yesterday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals dropped 3 out of 4 to the Brewers over the weekend. They have the day off, and they'll open a 3-game series with the White Sox tomorrow. But in yesterday's game, Ricky, the Cardinals went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and they got a very good start, a quality start from Miles Michaelis.
Michaelis was good, but unfortunately, so was Priester on the other side. Really a well-played game. Each team with 9 hits. The Brewers just came up with just a little bit more, a late run for them. Ivan Herrera homered in the 8th inning to get the Cardinals within 1. They had 2 hits, the Cardinals did, in the 9th, but couldn't get those runners across.
They had runners at 1st and 2nd and nobody out, and then the next 3 batters struck out.
And that was McGill, their closer, that got it finished, and Cardinals take just 1 of the 4 games in Milwaukee.
They'll play the White Sox on the south side of Chicago tomorrow night. We're on the air at 5:45, 6:30. We'll be airtime with Ricky going over the lineups. I'll bring you the first pitch around 6:40, thrown by Shane Smith against Matthew Liberatore.
You can catch all the Cardinal baseball games on KUKU 100.3. The West Plains Chamber Caddyshack Classic is going to be held Friday, July 11th at the West Plains Country Club. It's a 3-person, 18-hole scramble. Lunch will be served starting at 11 a.m., and there's a tee time of 12 noon. Register your team by going to the West Plains Chamber of Commerce webpage. Area school-aged youth are invited to participate in the Grizzly Basketball Summer Camp, which will be held July 7th through the 10th at the West Plains Civic Center. The camp's hosted by Missouri State West Plains Grizzly Basketball head coach Jared Fay, assistant coach Michael Poindexter, and Walt Belcher, along with graduate assistant coach Joe Greenwood, and current and former Grizzly basketball players will also be helping coach participants. The cost of attending the morning session is $95. The cost for the all-day is $185, and the cost of attending the elite camp is $125. The Liberty Eagle Baseball Fundraiser Golf Tournament, it's a 3-person, 18-hole scramble. It's $150 per team. It will be held this coming Saturday. Tee times of 7:30 in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon. It all goes down at the Mountain View Municipal Golf Course. You can sign your team up inside the pro shop, or you can call 417-934-6959. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.